Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Don't try to symbolize this and just, well, it's some kind of pie in the sky thing. I take it very literally. I believe this is a literal city coming down from heaven out of God. He's prepared. John 14, I go to prepare a place for you. I believe that, okay? I believe there's going to be 12 gates. I believe there's going to be 12 angels at these gates and names written thereof, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel over those gates. And on the east side of that great city, three gates. And on the north side, three gates. On the south side, three gates. And on the west side, three gates. And the wall of the city hath 12 foundations in the wall. And in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square. And the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, with the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. And the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was as jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And I won't get into the rest of this morning. We'll finish it next week about the foundations and these stones and these the gates of pearl and all and the rest of the chapter. But I want you to look at, to notice with me and that this great new city coming from God out of heaven. A couple of things about it. There's nothing like it. It's built by God. Years ago, we went to place in Asheville, North Carolina, called the Biltmore. How many of y'all ever been to the Biltmore? Wow. The Biltmore is the largest private home ever built in America. Okay? It's huge. Not in the world, but here in America. I found out there's other, some of these sheiks and all got huge homes and all, oil sheiks and all. But here in America, it's the largest home ever built. It was built between 1889 and 1895. It took them 5-6 years to build this magnificent mansion, if you will. It has almost 180,000 square feet in its home. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's beautiful. Actually, it was built for George Washington Vanderbilt II, one of the most wealthiest men in America and the world, actually, at that time. Well, it was built for him. And they have beautiful gardens, and we just didn't go in the garden. I mean, in the house. You know, you take the tour. You know, and see all the wonderful things that see in that. We did the gardens. Boy, you're talking about just breathtaking. But still, that compares to, it would be like a shack. Compare what God has prepared for us in heaven. We can't even imagine. These things that we just read, the description of it. Let me just kind of mention that. A lot of folks think that when it says four square, they picture it as a pyramid. A lot of people do. I do not. I believe it's a cube. That's just, again, it's my personal opinion. That reason I think this, all through history, pyramids have always, always had to do with idol worship, with the pagans, with the heathen, always through history, always. However, you'll find, in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse number 20, something called the Holy of Holies. You ever heard of the Holy of Holies? And it was cubes shaped. It was where the presence of God was going to be. And it was 20 by 20. If you read 1 Kings 6, 20, it was 20 by 20 by 20 cubits. Height? Yeah, it's cubit. Kind of compared to what we just read here, the New Jerusalem, the cubit. So that's one of the reasons I believe that this New Jerusalem will not be a pyramid. It will be a cube. Are y'all following the thought? Okay. I found out something neat, too. Again, I did some calculations on my calculator just to verify this. It says it is 1,200 furlongs. No, 12,000. I'm sorry. What did it say? Yeah, 12,000 furlongs in verse number 16. That word furlong is that Greek word stadia. How would you say it, Doug? Stadia? He's looking it up, whatever it is. Yeah, okay. The English measurement for a stadia is 607 feet per stadia. So I did the calculator. 607 feet times 12,000 turns out to be a crazy number. I didn't write it down. But you divide it by 5,280 feet per mile. Are you following the thought? Whatever millions of feet that was. Divide it by 5,280 feet. It comes out to 1,380 miles. Now, some people just round it off to 1,400 or 1,500 miles. But if a stadia is 607 feet, it comes out to 1,380 miles. Have a note here. From Miami, Florida to New York City is 1,200 miles. Get your picture. From Miami, South Florida, all the way up to New York City is 1,200 miles. It would cover South Florida all the way up to New York City and even farther into, I got somewhere into Maine or somewhere. It would cover from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Colorado Rockies. So you figure that whole side of the United States, it's the size on the flat side. It would cover most of the United States of America. You're talking about huge. And that's here. That's not here. That's here, and that's here. Okay. Our outer space, ooh, temple, Doug Hill, it's like, I was going to say 70. It's 62 miles, officially. He's a space guy. He loves Star Trek and this kind of stuff. I never did was a star. Yeah, you had your wings. Okay. 62 miles. Can you imagine from sea level to outer space? 62 miles. This city is going 1,380 miles way into. Can you fathom that? Fathom this great high mountain now. John said, an angel took me to a great high mountain that he could see this thing. How in the world could you see? He had to be way up there. I just want you to notice the enormity of this thing, of this city. We can't even comprehend it. Okay, I have a lot of commentaries, and I want to read this. This is one of the ones I like. People ask me a commentary. H.L. Wilmington, it's a good commentary. He has some good stuff. Good conservative Bible study. Now I see some of y'all writing this down. I don't believe everything in this book, okay? Because they're commentators. Only thing I believe in all of the book is this book right here. So there's some things. If you get this book, don't take this as gospel. If you want to know, just come ask me and I'll tell you what's right and what's wrong. Okay, the enormity of this city. Here's what to help consider this, the size of this city. It has been estimated that approximately 40 billion people have lived on our planet since the creation of Adam. These are anthropologists and sociologists have calculated, and it's again calculated, they just said approximately probably 40 billion. For the sake of arguments, let's take that as a number, for the sake of argument, okay? Several anthropologists and sociologists has calculated that as many as 70% of all humans born never lived to celebrate their 8th birthday that was ever born of the 40 million. They're killed by disease, war, starvation. Whatever happens to the souls of these little ones, you know, you hear it all the time about little babies dying and born, okay, through the centuries, through the millennium. What happens to the souls of all these little ones that we call, they haven't reached the age of accountability? Well, we know they go to heaven. God has a place for them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.